Welcome to today's status update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst and the men who are currently fitting the new status office double glazing. Today, Martin, we're talking about social dashboards. I like TweetDeck, you prefer Hootsuite. And people often ask us which one is the best. So let's go from the very start and say TweetDeck is the best. Prove me wrong.
Okay, so TweetDeck is a very good platform. I don't dispute that at all, but one thing I would say is that it's not so great for business. For instance, how much reporting facilities do you have on TweetDeck? None. Whereas Hootsuite, we can create our own custom reports, we can track trends, we can track follower accounts, we can integrate with Google Analytics, we can get our Google, our Facebook insights on our PDF delivered to us every month. It's very good.
It's all very well saying that, Martin, but there's no doubt about it, TweetDeck is prettier. And I know that maybe looks shouldn't be everything, but on this case, they truly are. I look at TweetDeck and I just think it's nice and clear. I know where I'm going. There's not loads of tabs. I can have it all on a nice rolling screen, all my accounts. Sorry, TweetDeck, in terms of loveliness, is definitely number one.
In terms of speed, I have to give a hat tip to TweetDeck. The difficulty with Hootsuite is it's web-based, so every time you have to click something, it's going to make an update. That was a sudden thud in the office there. No, the thing with Hootsuite is it's web-based, so you have to communicate with the server all the time, which just slows things down. But there are great features. So, for instance, one that we like to use for certain clients is the bulk scheduler. You can update 50 tweets in one go, whereas with TweetDeck, yes, you can schedule updates, but you have to do it one at a time.
That may be true, but then I like the fact that with TweetDeck that I can schedule loads of tweets just by copying and pasting, bit of tweak of one word, bit of a comma, bit of, you know, I don't need your bulk scheduling to make my TweetDeck lovely than your ugly Hootsuite.
Your argument seems to be entirely based on aesthetics here.
Style over substance, Martin. Style over substance.
But to be honest, they're both good platforms. It all depends on what you're looking to use them for. If you're managing just a handful of accounts, let's say you're just running a single Twitter account, a single Facebook account, and a LinkedIn account, to be honest, either platform is as good as the other, really. They both have good mobile apps. They both work well on desktop. So they're both pretty good for that. But if you want something that's a little bit more in-depth in terms of reporting and designed specifically for business needs, I would recommend looking at Hootsuite.
I must concede that there's no doubt that for me, Hootsuite is much better when you're posting to Facebook than TweetDeck. TweetDeck, it never seems to look very pretty when I put stuff straight onto Facebook. Here we go, back to looks again. But Hootsuite has it on looks, I suppose, when it comes to actually posting things to me.
It certainly makes the whole posting to Facebook process much easier than TweetDeck. TweetDeck doesn't quite have the functionality. So, for instance, when you're posting a photo, it doesn't quite give you the same options as Hootsuite does. One dashboard, I know we're talking about Hootsuite and Twitter here, TweetDeck, sorry, is Social Bro, something that people should look at. It's a dashboard for managing Twitter accounts specifically, but it is free. And it has a whole range of functions that you have to pay for on other services. So, for instance, you can see who is and isn't following you back and then follow and unfollow accordingly. You can get insights into where your followers are from around the world, which is it's a great feature. You can see what time zone people are in. And you can also manage your Twitter lists by using text files. That's something that, personally, I find invaluable.
No matter which social media dashboard you use, I think for me, the biggest thing about it is that time management. We talk a lot to businesses about making sure that their social media accounts don't take over their lives. And Hootsuite, TweetDeck, Social Bro, they're all great for being able to sit down at the start of the day and schedule lots of tweets.
Yeah, it does help keep accounts active. One thing that, as you say, business owners always say is, I don't have the time to update this. Well, if you can find 10 or 15 minutes at the start of your day, you really can be active on Twitter.
And if you'd like to have your say on social media dashboards, which one's your favourite, then go to our website, www.statussocial.co.uk. And if you'd like to see our new office windows, then give us a call.